Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax. Let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
New year, new me. Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances. Check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those New Year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO score 8 model. Offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to The Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and this is our segment of Shiny Objects. The object, it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It can be an experience. It can be an upcoming hunt. It can be, you know, a good read or a new song that you're really jiving with. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. I'm sitting here with our good buddy, Nigel Fox. And if you didn't get a chance to see or listen to the previous episode, make sure you head back and give that one a listen. It's a great episode. He talks about a mountain goat hunt that he did in 24 hours, and then also a Kodiak brown bear hunt that he went on. So make sure you head back and check that out. And so, Nigel, what is your current shiny object, man?
I would say I have it's a hunt. I have a caribou hunt up near Dead Horse or Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. So I guess that would be my,
All right on.
I've never been there. And I've taken a caribou down here, but I've never gotten to hunt the actual barren grounds caribou in the like big herds, the big wide open tundra. So it's more so like the experience of not taking the animal, but the being hunting on the Dalton Highway in that area, that'd be my shiny object for myself. I've been wanting to do it for 15 years and I've never done it. I live in the state. And I think what's deterred me is like the 20 hour drive up there. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, for a lot of people too, you know, you think about, just the sheer size of Alaska, right, is almost this, is almost the same footprint as the lower 48 itself. Right. So it's vast. Right. And so that's going to be an archery hunt, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So we hunt what's called the Hall Road, and there's a 5 mile corridor that's on this, and the Hall Road is just a dirt road full of big rocks, broken windshields, it runs right along the oil pipeline. So, but we hunt, where we're going to hunt is like several miles off, and it's all archery up there. You have to be archery certified, through Fish and Game to hunt that section. So it's, I wouldn't say it's covenant or anything like that, but it is, if you talk about caribou hunting in Alaska, the Hall Road or the Dalton Highway area and Dead Horse, Prudhoe Bay, and those areas always comes to mind. It just seems like that's where some good caribou come from. And if you don't go in that area, you can be flown in that area further in to hunt big caribou. And there's some good bulls there, but it's definitely, one for caribou hunting that anybody can come and hunt, rent it, a vehicle, pack up and just go after it. It's a cool hunt. It's a cool archery hunt. I've experienced or heard of. I haven't experienced yet, but this year I will.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. And more specifically, is that what subspecies of caribou is that? Is it barren ground or?
Yeah, it's barren grounds. Yeah. And that's all we have here in Alaska. We don't have any other species of caribou. Canada, I think, has two or three different species that I know of. But here we only have the barren grounds caribou, and we have large herds. And here I only have a few days to do it. It's in between guiding, so I have to make the best of it. And if you, my buddy Jeff will go with me because typically I kill big animals with him. So I'm convinced him to pack up and drive 20 hours with me and do the hunt for 6-7 days. But yeah, it'll be one to knock off the list every, so.
I gotcha. And are you able to take, and I apologize, you were just a little bit choppy there, so you might have said it, but is it just one caribou you can take or two or?
We're allowed to take any caribou there, any sex, and then we're allowed to take up to 5 caribou instead of 3.
Oh, really?
Five. Yeah, I won't harvest that many. If I take one big bull, I'll be happy, I don't need to kill a cow, a female caribou. Mm-hmm. So that's just one for myself, and if my buddy Jeff wants to take one for himself, he'll take one for himself, and that'll be it. It's enough animal anyways.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, good luck with that. Keep in touch with me on how that hunt goes. I know you will. So as far as, and I've already talked about this so many times, but, I haven't been, my current shiny object is I drew my any deer tag in North Dakota. So I'll be able to hunt mule deer out in Western North Dakota this year. Nice. I haven't been out there since, I think 2017 was the last time I was there. So it's wild to think that it's been 7 years. The last time I hunted out west was 2019 in Idaho for elk. So I'm super excited to get back out west, do a little bit of hunting. Since my daughter was born, she's almost four now. It's been tough to get away, but you know, it's starting to open up a little bit again here and starting to get a little bit more time. So I'm super excited about that. That's what I'm getting prepped for. And that's kind of my shiny object right now. Really, I'm just trying to get my bow dialed in and get that rocking. So trying to get out and shoot as much as I can. And, you know, in the past, you know, it's mostly just doing tree stand hunting for whitetails. You know, I'm only, you know, most of the places I hunt max yardage is, you know, maybe 30 or 40 yards. So, I still do plenty of practicing, but not near as much as I'll be doing here in the next couple of months, just trying to make sure my stalking skills have gotten a lot better since I first started. So I used to have to take a lot of long shots, but, now I'm much better at getting closer. So I'm hoping that I don't have to take too long of a shot, but things are really kind of coming together too with this hunt. I think I've now got a photographer that's gonna follow me. I've got a videographer that's gonna follow me, meeting up with a really, really good buddy of mine that I've wanted to hunt with for the better part of a decade. So we're gonna make a film out of it and you know, just try to do something cool with it. You know, kind of a cool story because I've got a lot of history in that area. I've hunted it many times and had a lot of success, and it's really going to be kind of cool to go back and see if these old bones can still run around the hills and be successful.
Yeah. So yeah. That's the biggest part physically.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. See if I'm still as spry as I used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I could concur with that. I just with age, I'm like, do I want to do another mountain hunt? Do I want to do? I prefer. I mean, I was in my season with tree stand hunting. Like I this year I drew Kansas archery whitetail, so I'll go do that at the end of the season. That'll be kind of last hunt of the year. And I like ending my season like that. Like after a long hunting season of like hiking and packs on your back and glassing and all that, it's just nice to sit in a tree stand and just like watch the animals walk in. And I always begin my season like that with you know, we bear bait here, and so, you know, we tree stand and it's just like whitetail hunting. But it's nice to start your season like that, ease into it, then have your hard hunts, and then end your season with a nice, you know, it's not easy, but you know what I mean? It's easier than, you know, like your mule deer hunt than doing a bunch of spot and stalk and glassing and like trying to find your animals, where you're trying to have those animals come to you versus you going to those animals. So.
Exactly. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah. Keep me up to date on all that stuff. Like I said, I know you always do. And thank you so much for everything that you do for us. Really appreciate it. You know, you're always staying in touch, letting us know what's going on and giving me good solid feedback on our products and you know, fitment and all that kind of stuff. So really appreciate everything that you've been doing for us and look forward to continue working with you for a long, long time, man.
Yeah, me too. I love your guys' stuff. It's from string sets to rest to stabilizers to everything. I'm a big fan. Yeah, man. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah, folks. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. St. Nigel, if anybody wants to look you up or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can look up my company, guidekenairiver.com is our website, Alaska Drift Away Fishing, or Nigel Fox on Facebook, or AK_Nigel on Instagram.
Okay. Excellent.
That's it.
Yeah. And I'll include some links. I'll include some links in the description here too. And then also I'll put a link to that article you put, the 24-hour mountain goat hunt, on Hunt Alaska magazine's website. And, if you know, you can always find us at The Range Podcast on, Facebook and on Instagram. as well as the Vapor Trail Archery YouTube channel. Make sure you head over there, give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. Again, Nigel, thanks so much for all your time today. And with that, we Thank are you. Going to pack up our bows and we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.